Reading. Protecting the Innocent. Pansy wanted to write an article on detectives for the school newspaper. To get information, she interviewed Detective Ken.
Mr. Ken, why do you like working as a detective?
I hope to protect the innocent as well as find the guilty. Well, let me tell you about a recent case. Mr. Lee is a rich man. He lives alone and enjoys collecting things. He bought a vase for $200,000 and showed it to only two people, his friends Jill and Jenny. Then he locked it in the safe inside his house. One night, someone stole it. Lee reported the theft, and I went to his house to look for clues.
Did you find any?
Yes, a black pearl earring near the open safe. Outside the open window, I also saw a lot of mud on the wet ground. Inside the room, the carpet was very clean. Then I questioned Jill and Jenny. They both denied stealing the vase, but I noticed Jill wearing a black pearl necklace. It has the same design as the earring.
So Jill was the thief?
I didn't know. I needed proof. I showed Jill the earring. She recognized it at once and said, "It's mine, but someone stole it from my house a week ago." I checked her story. It was true.
I see. So Jill was no longer a suspect. However, what about your other clues? The mud outside and the clean carpet inside?
They only mean one thing. No thief broke into Lee's house. So I questioned Lee, and in the end, he admitted stealing his own vase. He said, "I bought insurance for the vase. I stole it for the insurance money." Lee also stole Jill's earring. He wanted to make Jill go to jail instead of himself.
Is Lee behind bars now?
Yes, and Jill is free.